Hello listeners, today we take a closer look at a new craze, that is, magic. National TV stations broadcast specials on which television magicians show their talent. One of the most famous television magicians who has made magic popular across the world is David Blaine. He was born on April the 4th, 1973, in the suburbs of New York. David first became interested in magic at the age of four, after he saw a street magician perform card tricks. As a teenager, David did everything to become a famous magician. That is why he decided to attend celebrity parties where he showed his tricks to the rich and famous. But it didn't help him very much. A turning point in his career came in a completely different environment. He made his name performing magic tricks for ordinary people on the streets and filming his volunteers' reactions. Then he sent tapes of his street performances to TV stations. And it did work. Soon David got his first million-dollar contract with ABC Television. Now David is best known for his television specials in which he performs dangerous physical stunts. During his most recent special, he lived in a large aquarium for 7 days. And then tried to break the world record for holding one's breath. To prepare for this, David said that he dropped his weight by 50 pounds so that his body would need less oxygen. Although he failed to set a new record, after the show, thousands of people visited or telephoned magic shops. They just wanted to learn some magic tricks to impress their friends. Another magician who has brought magic to our homes is Val Valentino. Val, as a teenager, performed in Los Angeles with the International Cultural Program for over 1 million students across the US. In his shows, Val also taught his audience how to do simple magic tricks. In the 1990s, Valentino moved to Las Vegas and was performing in casino shows. He also appeared on the Merv Griffin Show, as well as in a music video by Herb Albert. While he was performing in Las Vegas showrooms, Valentino was recruited by the Fox network. Fox's programming division was looking for a magician to appear in a series of specials. The magician was to reveal the secrets behind selected illusions. Valentino was one of the candidates. Initially, he refused to cooperate, but Fox Television was ready to negotiate. In the end, Valentino signed the deal. He also promised that he would only reveal the secrets behind old illusions. However, when the program was broadcast, Valentino also explained many newer illusions. This, of course, caused a lot of controversy, as many magicians feared that their illusions were now worthless. For 2 years, Valentino was known as the Masked Magician and showed long-guarded trade secrets. In many shows, his identity was kept secret. Many people suspected that he decided to appear in the TV shows, as he was offered a lot of money. In the last show, Valentino said what his real motive behind the shows was. He simply wanted magicians to invent new tricks and illusions, rather than constantly depend on the old ones. He also hoped some kids might take up a fascinating hobby. In this way, millions of people could learn tricks. You may want to learn some of them too, but first you will need all the necessary equipment and magic gadgets. Where can I get them, you may ask? Here are a few tips. The easiest way is to pull out a credit card and order magic gadgets online. The problem is that internet shops are widely available, and lots of people could have seen your trick and they will know the end effect. You can also try visiting a local magic store. The owner will help you find what you really want, and, more importantly, the trick you'll be able to do. That is why we recommend this solution. Another thing you can do is to join a magician's club. However, professionals will provide you only with instructions and advice there. You must buy all the equipment on your own anyway. Suppose you've got all the magic gadgets and you want to give a show. How to make it successful? Of course. You must practice a lot, not to reveal the secret. Even if your audience discovers how you do it, don't panic. The secret isn't that important. What really matters is how you present the trick. Remember, your show must be fun to watch. You can even teach your friends a simple trick. They'll love you. So when after the performance all your friends talk about the effects they've just seen, it is a real success. Listeners, we hope that our broadcast has brought the world of magic closer to you. With my magic goodbye to you, I vanish into thin air. Bye.